ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Bruchem HaMa'azinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Meseches Sanhedrin Daf Ayin. The Mishnah says, Me'em Asai Chayiv, when is a Ben Sayer Umayra Chayiv? Mishayechel Tartimar Bosar, V'yishte Chatzi Lug Yayin Ha'italki. Now we're going to start with a short nakuda in pshat. This that the Mishnah says, yayin italki, Italian wine, is that davka or lav davka? And we find in this four shittas in the Rishayim. Rashi b'divrei Maschil, yayin italki explains, toivu ma'ulahu umamshech basrei, it's a kind of wine which is mamshech, the drinker, to drink more and more. Avo b'chamra achina, ein echayiv b'chatzi luk. Now the Aruch Ner is medayik in Rashi two nakudas. First of all, we see that Yayin Eitalki is Davka. It has a certain Maila that it's Toivu Ma'ula Umamshech Basrei. And secondly, Zokta Aruch Lener, we see that other Yainais, it's not the Pshat that you cannot become a Ben Sarah Umayr B'chlal by drinking them, but rather the Shear differs. Instead of it being a Chatzi Lug, it will be more than that. That's Rashi's Lashon of a Bacham Rachrina Ein Echayiv B'chatzi Lug, specifically in regard to the Shear. That's Shitas Rashi. But the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, where he talks about how to become a Ben Sayer Umayra, he doesn't mention the Halacha of Italki Bechlal. And the Nisekelim over there, there are Dvaz in the Kesef Mishnah, they point out that it must be that the Rambam holds that this that the Mishnah says Italki is Lav Davka. It's just a Mashal Ba'alma, because that was considered a Chash of a wine in the time of the Mishnah. But halachically, there's no difference between Italki and not Italki. Now the Me'iri seems to be a third sheet over here. The Lashon of the Me'iri is, Yayin ha'italki, v'chayoytzi bay min ha'yeinois ha'yoyser chashuvim, ha'nimtzoyim ba'oysei mokim. So the Me'iri mitzad echad is telling us that Yayin ha'italki is lav davka. Mitzad sheni, the Me'iri is saying that Yayin ha'italki is referring to a specific darga of wine. It has to be chayoytzi bay min ha'yeinois ha'yoyser chashuvim. Mashma, that to become a Bensari Rumaira, he has to drink chash of a wine. But anything that is not included in the general klal of Yayin Eitalki, it's a simple wine, with that you would not become a Ben Sayra Umayra. Now usually there's a klal that the Me'iri shows us what the Shitas HaRambam is. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zichrono Livracha, whenever there was a suffix, what's pshat in the Rambam, he used to look in the Me'iri, and with that he understood pshat in the Rambam. And he used to be Mitzayin in Mishneh Brura in a few places, which tells us that the Me'iri always teaches us pshat in the Rambam. However, in this situation, it seems that the Me'iri is saying not like the Rambam. Because according to the Me'iri, Yayin Eitalki does have a mashmois. It has to be a chash of a wine. Not necessarily Eitalki, but something kayaytzebay. If that is true, then the Rambam at least should have mentioned ha'italki v'chayaytzebay. The fact that the Rambam omits it legamri and he doesn't mention the word Eitalki is mashma any wine, even a wine she'ein a chashav. And Eitalki was just what the Mishnah said because that was chashav in those days. But halachically, it has no mashmais whatsoever. So it seems so far that we have three shitas. Lefi Rashi, italki means that the shear of chatzi lug is dafka by italki. Something else would not be that shear. Lefi the Rambam, italki is just a lashon ba'alma. It has no halachic ramifications whatsoever. Lefi the Me'iri, a italki is a reference to certain darga in chashivas. A fourth shita, which is a different shita legamri, is the shita of the Yad Ramah in Arasugya. Zakti Yad Ramah, Italki is a reference to the shear of a lug ha'italki, because there are two kinds of lugim. There's a lug ha'italki and a lug ha'midbari. And the lug ha'italki is larger than the lug ha'midbari. So the Mishnah is telling you that the chatzi lug that we're referring to is the larger lug, a lug ha'italki. And the Yad Ramah is Messiahim, Uman de Mefarish italki ayayin lechosh lekimche. He's not being medayik properly bechlal. Ad kan, the four shitas pshat in italki. And it's important to keep this in mind for the following shtickle. And now let's go weiter. In our Shas, we have a line in the Mishnah which is in brackets. Ochal tevel umayser rishon shalei nitra trumasai umayser sheni vehektish shalei niftu. And on the side of the Gemara in the Gilyan, it brings down that the Taisus Yontif says not to be garish like that. V'chein harambam lehetikai v'da digam beseder ha-mishnah shabi Yerushalmi lesa. In the Mishalmi, when it brings down the Mishnayos, it does not bring this part. Ad kan divrei Gilyan. Now we have to be ma'ayin, what exactly is wrong with this girsa? The Mishnah Zohar giving us examples of achila va'avera, which don't make you a Ben Sayer Umayra. Why do these mefarshim take it out? So achra iyun, we can find three possible nakudas which could be problematic in this line. Firstly, ayin yad rama that says v'zel l'shaynai v'reisi b'miksas chidushei tsarfas ochal tevel u'maisarishon shalei nitra trumasai v'tos g'daylihi b'sifrayim. The yad rama tells us it's a big mistake. V'einai b'chol sifrei svard lei b'mishne v'lei b'talmud. Why is it a big mistake? Zok the yad rama, because tevel u'maisarishon, these are things which only apply by Paris. And the Mishnah says, Ochal Basar. Basar can't be possibly Tevel Amayis Arishan. Elamai, maybe it's referring to the Yayin. Zok Yad Rama, the Lashon Ochal doesn't apply. Now, just the Nakuda Emshat, the Chayr, that's not a reason to erase the Girsa entirely. We could have just changed the Girsa instead of Ochal Tevel Amayis Arishan, etc., to Shosa Tevel Amayis Arishan, etc. But the Yad Rama is using this as a raya that Akalpanim, the girsa, as it appears lefenenu, is a girsa which is a toos. Now, imishum this taina, zokte rashash, we could answer that we find that shtia is bachlal achila, and maybe the Mishnah uses the word achol only agav the rest of the Mishnah, but really it's a reference to shtias yayin. Akapanim, this is the first nakuda in the girsa with the rashash's answer. Now, there's a second nakuda, and in Shiuri of Shmuel, in the Haggah on the bottom, he's ma'ir this, based on what we spoke about previously. Because if we're going to say that Ochal Tevel U'maisa Rishon, etc., is referring to the Yayin, Hare, if you need Yayin Ha'italki, Italian wine is not Chayiv and Trumas U'maisas Bechlal. So this should be totally how we understand the Italki. So Bishlam of the Filishita Saramam, that Italki is Lav Dafka entirely, so it's Shaykh B'Yayin of Eretz Yisrael. V'chein Lefi the Me'iri, that Italki is just an example of a certain Chashivas of wine, but it doesn't specifically have to be from Italy, so it's Shaykh B'Yayin of Eretz Yisrael. And definitely according to the sheet of the Yad Rama, that it's just a shear, so it's not totally an Italian wine b'chlal. But the fishit is Rashi, where when the Mishnah says Yayin Eitalki, it means Yayin Eitalki, because the shear of Chatziluk that's written in the Mishnah is Dafka by Yayin Eitalki, so it would follow that it's impossible to have a case of Ochal Tevel U'maisa Rishon Shalei Nitra Trumasai. Now L'chayre, Yesh L'chayre L'fizeh, how do we have the case before then in the Mishnah of Ochal Maisa Sheini B'Yerushalayim, that's also impossible by Yayin Eitalki? But that's not shver, because Rashi later on the Ayin Amud Beis, with the Maskul Ochal Maaser Sheni, he's Mechiach that the case of the Mishnah has to be where the Ben Sayer Moira took money of Maaser Sheni, and with that he bought Basar V'Yayin, Ayin Shom. So therefore it's Shayach Bein in regards to Basar, and Bein in regards to Yayin Eitalki, because once you take Maaser Sheni, whatever you buy with it, the Kedushas Maaser Sheni is transferred over to the thing that you bought. That's specifically Shaykh in that case of the Mishnah. But in this part of the Mishnah, of Ochal Tevel U'maisa Rishon, that's not possible in such a case. Because if you buy something with Tevel U'maisa Rishon, Shalei Nitra Trumasai, the Isser does not transfer over to the thing that you bought. So we're back to the Nakuda, that it must be that he actually drank the wine of Tevel U'maisa Rishon, Shalei Nitra Trumasai, which is something that's not Shaykh by Yayin Ha'italki, which can be a reason why this line of the Mishnah must be omitted. Now this brings us to the third Nakuda. The Mishnah later on the Fayin Aleph Amud Aleph says that a Ben Sayer Umayra is only Chayiv if first he's Goynev Mishal Aviv. And the Gemara over here on the Fayin Amud Aleph is Masber, Omer of Chanan Bamolda, Omer of Huna, Eine Chayiv Ad Sheyikach Basar Bezol V'Yoychal, Yayin Bezol V'Yishteh. He has to steal money and go buy Basar Bezol and Yayin Bezol. And this is actually the basis to the Rashi that we mentioned earlier on the Fayin Amud Beis, that he's Masber Ochal Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, that not that he actually stole the Maaser Sheni, because it has to be like Rav Chanan bar Molda says, that he bought it Bezoil. So we have to be talking about a case where he stole Mois Maaser Sheni from his father, and then he bought Basar V'Yayin, and with that, the Kedushas Maaser Sheni was transferred over from the Mois to the Basar V'Yayin that he bought. That's in regards to the case of Ochal Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. But in regards to this phrase of the Mishnah, which includes U'maiser sheni shalei niftu, the Rashash's ma'irer, what's the case? If the case is that he stole U'maiser sheni from his father, and then he bought Basar V'Yayin, so it's no longer U'maiser sheni shalei niftu. It is nifte. It's transferred over from the original Paris onto the Mois and onto the Basar V'Yayin that he bought. So the Rashash has two possible etzes for this. The first etz is after Rashash, it could be that he stole regular Mois chulin from his father, and he went ahead and he bought Maaser Sheni Shalei Niftu, and if you buy it Derech Mekach and not Derech Pedia, so the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni is not transferred over to the Mois, but rather the Mois remains Chulin B'Yad HaMeicher, and the Maaser Sheni remains Maaser Sheni Biyad Halikeach. And to this Yisayit is Mitzayin, a Rav and Mishnayis Maaser Sheni, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. A second Pshat, Dr. Rishash, that he stole from his father a Simayin, which is Kesef She'en Alav Tzura. Kesef She'en Alav Tzura can't affect a Pidyon. And then that Asimayin is what he used to buy the Paris of Maaser Sheni, which is why the Asimayin remains Chulin Biyad HaMeicher, and the Paris Maaser Sheni remain Kaddish Bektushas Maaser Sheni Biyad HaBen Seirer Umayra. So at the end of the day, the Rashash has an Eitzah for this Girsa, and he holds that it does not have to be omitted. But Al Kalpanim, we do have three Nekudas Lefanenu, which could be the basis why the Mefarshim take out this line. Now, there's a Mahalach from the Meiri, he's Geiris like this line in the Mishnah, which that answers up all three Ha'aretz Mitzad Echad, but Mitzad Sheni, it's Sarach Talmud to understand what the Meiri is saying. Zogdim Iri Vizel Lashaynai, the story is, Shalokach Dvarim Elu, V'kanabahen Basar V'yayin. The case of the Mishnah is where the Ben Sayer Umayra stole Tevel Umayser Rishon Shalei Nitter Trumasai Umayser Sheni V'hekdash Shalei Niftu, and then he bought Basar V'yayin with that. Now this is Sarach Bir. Ayin Shiri Reb Shmuel and other Achrayinim that are Matmiya on the Meiri, if you take Tevel Umayser Rishon Shalei Nitter Trumasai and you buy something with that, so like we mentioned before, the Isser isn't transferred over to the thing that you bought. The Tevel Umayser Rishon Shalei Nitter Trumasai remain Usser Biyad HaMeicher, and the Basar V'yayin which the Ben Sayer Umayra bought is Basar V'yayin Shal Heter. So why in the world would the Halacha be that he's not Nasas Ben Sayer Umayra with that? Now the case of Maaser Sheni V'Hekdash Shalei Niftu, that's possible to be Madchik that the Meiri is going to learn that the Ben Sayer Umayra stole Maaser Sheni V'Hekdash Shalei Niftu, and with that he bought Basar V'yayin. With that he transferred over the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni on the Hekdash onto the Basar V'yayin, and he ate the Maaser Sheni Chutzil Yerushalayim, and he ate the Hekdash. Even though the Lashon Shalei Niftu is going to be Ksas Dachuk, because at the end of the day there was somewhat of a transfer over here, it's not the original Paris Maaser Sheni, it's on the new Basar V'yayin, but maybe the Kavan of Shalei Niftu is that this Basar V'yayin which he ate has not been Nifta from its Kedushas Maaser Sheni, it still has Kedushas Maaser Sheni, and he ate it Chutzil Yerushalayim, and it still has the Kedusha of Hekdash, and he ate it Be'isr. But Akoponim, Achal Tevel Umayser Rishon Shalei Nitter Trumasai, that's very shver, like Reb Shmuel of Ashar Achrayinim ask, because that is remains solely on the Paris which are now Biyad HaMeicher, and the Bas of Yayin which he bought are Bas of Yayin Shal Heter Gomor. But L'chayre, we can say Pshat in the Meiri as follows, because Be'emes, this that the Ben Sayer Umayra has to do a Maisa Gneva and a Maisa Achila, it's not the Pshat that it's two separate Maisa Yisr, a Maisa Gneva and a Maisa Achila, but rather it's one larger process. In order to become Ben Sayer Umayra, he has to steal and go ahead and acquire Basar V'yayin with that stolen goods that he took from his father, and then be Zayil V'sayve and eat that Basar V'yayin. Now this that it says in the Mishnah, all kinds of halachas, that it can't be Achilas Isra and it can't be Achilas Mitzvah, Yesh Lachar, is that specifically on the Achila, or that's true in any chelik of the process? So L'chayr Yesh Laimar, that it's true on any chelik of the process, and Behem Shechashir Be'ez Hashem will have a raya from a Lecha Mishnah like that as well. So Im Kain, in the case over here where he stole Tevel Umayser Rishon Shalei Nitter Trumasai, and he gave it over to a Meicher, and with that he changed it into Basar V'yayin, so in effect it's really like he's selling the Tevel. He's doing barter, he's switching the Tevel for other Basar V'yayin. And that's the Dabar Asur. Because it's a Mefurish Mishnah Masechta Demai Perakei Mishnah Ches, and it's Gepatzkin Halach in the Rambam, Ein Adam Rashai Limkar Tevel El Litzayrich. It's Aser to sell Tevel even to a Chaver, even to someone who does no Chshash of Etakala, only Litzayrich. What's the definition of Litzayrich? Ayin Shamber Rashayna B'Shem the Yerushalmi is talking about a case where a person has a friend who had Chulin and Tevel Muravin Zebezeh. So he has to sell him some Tevel Vadai in order that he should be able to have a Takana. But a Vada Ben Sayer Umayra who steals Tevel from his father and he sells it in order to get Basar V'yayin to be Mamala, his type of being Zayil V'Soyve, that does not consider the Tzayrich. So he's being over the Avera of being Meicher Tevel. It's an Avera Derabanan. But as we see in the Mishnah, Averas Derabanan are included. So it turns out that a part of this process of the Ben Sayer Umayra stealing and with that procuring Basar V'yayin in order to be Zayil V'Soyve, is done by Avera. And that could be Pshat in the Meiri that says, Lokach Dvarim Elu V'kana Behem Basar V'yayin, that Kinyan of Basar V'yayin, that's done by Avera, which is why he does not become a Ben Sayer Umayra. Now, whether this is a daichik in the Pashat the Lashon of the Mishnah of Ochal Tevel Umayis Arishin Shalei Nidda Trumasai, but Akalpanim, that's the Pshat of the Meiri. Now, according to this, all the three Ha'aris are not Shver. The first Ha'ara, the Ha'ara of the Yad Ramah, that by Basar you can't have an Indian of Tevel Umayis Arishin Shalei Nidda Trumasai, that's not Shver, because you just use the Tevel to buy Basar. The second Ha'ara, that it doesn't apply by Yayin Etalki, that's also not Shver, because again, he just used the tevel which he stole from his father to buy Yayin Ha'italki. And the third Ha'ara, which is the Ha'ara of the Rishash, that in the case of Ma'aser Sheni Shalei Niftu, L'chaira, as soon as he buys Basar V'Yayin, that actually constitutes a pidyon. That's also not Shver, because we can say that that case is also like the Meiri's case of Lokach Ma'aser Sheni, and with that he bought Basar V'Yayin, and the Avera is the actual switching and being Meicher the Ma'aser Sheni, because Ma'aser Sheni, it's also Asr to sell. Like it says Mefurish in the beginning of Mesechta Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Ma'aser Sheni ain Meicher Naisai. And like the Shenim are Masber, because the Torah says a Lashon of Kaidish, and you're not supposed to sell it. So that's also the Avera of selling Ma'aser Sheni, that's why it doesn't become a Ben Sayer Meira. So the feed this Mahalach of the Meiri, which is Be'emes HaDeichik in the Lashon, but HaKapanim HaZei State in the Meiri, all the three Ha'aris are not Shever. Adkan Dishtikol, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down a memra from Rav Chanan bar Molda Amar Rav Huna that he's not chayiv unless he eats basar chay. The Gemara asks on that, the Rabbi of Rav Yosef said the opposite, that if he eats basar chay, he's ain't a nasa ben seri umayra. So Ravina answers, bashal v'lay bashal, kivasar kiva da achli ganve. It's cooked but not cooked, like the derech of ganavim. And Rashi is masbir, because ganavim are memahir, because they don't want to get caught. So they eat it only a little cooked. So too the Ben Sayer Umayra who steals money, and with that he buys basar and is afraid of getting caught, he's going to eat it cooked just a little bit. And in a case where he eats it very cooked, that's a kind of achila which is loy mamshich, and there's no chshash that he's going to continue eating like that. Now, yesh lachgar, what is this gather of bashal v'lay bashal, ke basar da achli ganvi? Because in Masechta Shabbos, we find two hagdaras. One hagdara is the Gedder of Michael ben Rusai, which is the Gemara and Daf Chaf Amar Aleph and in other places, which Rashi is Masber, that ben Rusai was a Ganiv, and he used to eat things which are only Shlish cooked. So we may say that that's the Gedder of here as well, that it's cooked a Shlish. Mitzad Sheni, the terminology Boshav Le Boshal is found in Masechta Shabbos Daf Yirches Amar Beis, and Taisus over there is Masber, but the Bir Maschil Boshil, that that's less than Michael ben Rusai, and that's not considered Roy Lachila. So Yesh Lachgar in our sugi when it says Mitzad Echad Bashav Lei Bashal, Mitzad Sheni it says like Achilas Ganiv, do we mean that it's less than Michael Ben Rusai or that it's Michael Ben Rusai? So the Divrei Yecheskel in Hashmatis for Simon Tesvav Ois Yudalid, he brings a riot that our sugi is talking about where it is K'Michael Ben Rusai, because the Mishnah says Achal Nevelos Atreifas Shkatzim V'Ramasim, he doesn't become a Ben Sayer Umayra because he's being Oyver and Avera. Now, if we're talking about what it's less than Machal Ben Rusai, that's not called Roy L'Achila. It's an Achila Shalei Kedarka, which is not Chayiv for Achila Sisser. And in Cain, we don't have a case where he's being Oyver and Avera. Elamai El Taina, that even an Achila Shalei Kedarka is a Kalpanim Asr Midrabanan, it's not Mistabr Zakta Divri Yecheskel that we're talking about an Achila which is only Asr Midrabanan. Because the Gemara in Amud Beis says that when the Mishnah continues and says V'davar Shu Avera, the Mishnah means to tell us that even an Isra Drabanan, like a Taina Sibor, also is not going to be a Ben Sayer Meira. Now, if every Achila of Ben Sayer Meira is always Shalei Kederach Achila, so already in the first member of the Mishnah of Ochel Nevel Strefas Shkatzim Ramasim, that was already only an Isra Drabanan, so we saw it already there. Elamai Bal Karchach, we're talking about where it is Kamecha Ben Rusai, so it's an Achila Kedarka, which is why in the cases of Nevel Strefas Shkatzim Ramasim, there is even an Isra D'Oraisa. So, Lefi this, the Lashon of Bashav Le Bashil is not identical to the terminology of Bashav Le Bashal, which is found in Masechta Shabbos Daf Yirches Amud Beis. Ad kan dis shtikol, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara later brings down the pasuk, Vayikatz Neach Mihenoi, Vayeda Eis Asher Asaloi B'nai HaKotan. Now there's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, what exactly Chum did. Chad Omar Sarsoi, V'chad Omar Ravai. Now Ravai means Mishkav Zohar. Frek the Aruch Haner, the Gemara earlier on Daf Menches Amud Aleph says that one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach is Mishkav Zohar. So in Cain, why was Noyach only Mekalel Chum? Noyach should have been Mechayev and Misa. Elamai, you'll say there was no Edim and there was no Bezdin. But there's another Gemara earlier on the Fenzayin of Abbas. Ben Noach Nerak Bedayin Echad Uveid Echad Shalay Basra Vafilu Karev. So Imkain, as long as Noach somehow knew, like it says in the pasuk Vayeda Noach, Noach should have been able to be Machayev and Misa for this Maisa Avera. And for the Aruch Haner, that the story was that nobody told Noach. There was no aid v'chlal. The only way how Noach knew was through the Haidah of Cham himself. And he's Mitzayin or Ramban and Parshas Noach, that's mashma like that. And the Aruch Haner holds that even though you only need one aid, and afilu karev, but mipi atzmai, a ben Noach is not neherag. Now the emes is that this is a very big inyan, whether or not a ben Noach is neherag al pi atzmai or not. There's a sefer chinuch in mitzvah chavav that says mefurish that a ben Noach is neherag al pi atzmai. Lefi that, the Aruch Haner's teretz does not work. The Minchas Chinuch over there in Mitzvah Chavav says the pshat in the Sefer Chinuch is because this that a person is not Neman al Piyatzmai, the Gemara earlier in Masechet Sanhedrin of Tesamud Bey says, because Adam Karev Eitz al Atzmai. So if it's a Din Korva, it's understandable that in regards to Benayach, where there's no Psul Korva, a person is Neman al Piyatzmai. But Tainit the Minchas Chinuch, it's not such a Dover Pashit. And like we were Marich Be'ezus Hashem in the Shiurim and Perek Aleph of Masechta Sanhedrin, there's a Ravid which is brought down in the Rush in the end of the first Perek of Makis that says, Al Pi Atzmai is worse than a Psul Korva. A person who's made on himself doesn't have Hashem aid Bechlal. And he's Medayikid from the Lashon of the Gemara that says, B'mekayme Hadavar Kosov Medaber V'loi Be'ezay Hadavar. Which means that the definition of an aid is somebody who's standing by and he can testify about what happened. But the person himself, the Baldover, who he's the Isa Hamaisa, he doesn't have Hashem Eid Bechlal. V'imkein, a Benayach, although he doesn't have the Psul of Korva, but Hashem Eid he needs. So Imkein, a Benayach who's made Alpi Atzmai, which doesn't have Hashem Eid Bechlal, should not be Neman in regards to Misa. Azoy Tainet Minchas Chinuch on the Sefer Chinuch. Now there's a very big Arichas in this Inyan in all the Achrayinim, Ein Kamakayim Laharich. We're just going to say one Klore Pshat. The Rambam, in the end of Perek Hilchos Hanukkah Sanhedrin, says as follows. V'zel ha'shaynei. G'zeiras ha'kosev hi, she'ein memisen bezdin ba'idayas piv, ela al pishnei edim. It's a g'zeiras ha'kosev, that a person who's maida, that is chayev misa, she'ein memisen oisai, and it has to be al pishnei edim. Ad kan divrei Rambam. Now it's mashma from this Rambam, that min asvara we may have said, that a person is neman to kill himself, but there's a g'zeiras ha'kosev that he's not. Why would there be a havmina that he is neman? So the mefarshim are masbir because it should be included in the halacha of eidos baldin kamei edim dami. If we learn out from a pasuk like Rashi in Masechet Kedushin says ki huzeh, which shows us that a baldover is neman kamei edim, va'ayin b'kseis achayshin and simon lamadal that says that in regards to atzmai the Torah is machshir al psulim. So too, just like he's neman l'gabi mamin, be'etzim would be a svara that he's neman l'gabi misa as well. And that the Rambam says no gzeres akasul that it has to be al pishnei edim. What's Xeris HaKosov? So there's different Mahalchim and Achrayim. The Sefer Shiari Karbin on the Yerushalmi, Makis Dav Gimel, the Vir Maschel Bo'u, and other Achrayim, they say that the Rambam learns it out of the Pasuk that says, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yumas Ames, which means there's a specific Xeris HaKosov in regards to Misa that it needs Shnayim Eidim, and it's coming Lafuke that through Eidos Baldin, it won't work. Lefi that, we can say that that's the Pshat in the Sefer Chinuch. Davka by Ben Yisrael with his Xeris HaKosov Al Pishnayim Eidim. There you need Eidim, and Eidos Atzmai doesn't work. Mashaykin in regards to a guy that doesn't have the Xeris HaKosov Al Pishnayim Eidim, Varai, because even an Eid Echad also works. So by him, we're back to the Pashtus that Eidos Baldin could also work. And the Emes says this is Meduyik in the Lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch. Zok the Sefer HaChinuch over there in Mitzvah Chavav, V'chein Yischaivu Gamkein, a guy is also Nischaiv, B'Eidos Piyem, Mashaykin B'Yisrael Shetzorich Eidim. So he's medayik. The reason why Yisrael Haidos Piv doesn't work is because it's Allah of Tzarech Edim. Mashma exactly like the Divrei HaRambam that says that you need Dafke Edim, Megzeres HaKosov Al Pishnayim Edim. Mashma Enkin by a guy that Haidos Baldin does work. Adkan Bir Kotzer in Divrei HaChinuch. Al Kapanim it's Yaitse that the Sefer Chinuch holds Halacha L'maisa, that even Al Pi Atzmai he's also Nerag. Imkein, we're back to the Kash of the Aruch L'Ner, once Vayeda Noach, it was brought to the attention of Noach what Cham did. It doesn't matter how he knows, whether it's with an Eid Echad, whether it's with a Karev, or even Al Pi Atzmai L'shitas HaChinuch, Noach should have killed him mitzad the din of Chiyuv Misa of a Ben Noach v'shav Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Why was he only Mekalel him? So the Chayri can answer a very pashut to answer. Because the emes is, the Aruch L'Ner is Mitzayin Divrei Ramban and Parshas Noach that says that the idea came through Noach by himself. But if you look in the Ramban, this is a Pella on the Aruch Lener, the Ramban does not say that Bechlal. Because the Ramban over there is not going with the Shita of our Gemara, that was a Maisa of Sarsoy or a Maisa of Ravai. He's going with the Pashup Shad on the Pasuk, which just is that Chum was Raya Ervas Aviv. And on that, the Ramban says that Chum himself saw Ervas Aviv, and he was the one who was Maidia to his brothers Bachutz. Only later on in the Ramban Bekitzer is Mitzayin that look in the Gemara. The Gemara says another Pshat, Rabbi Seino Isiflu Alav Chet, what Chum actually did. But the Ramban was never talking about that, and there is no Ramban that says that Lefi the Mahalach of Rav and Shmuel of Sarsay V'Ravai, that the Makar to that Yediyah of Noach was through Chum himself. Divrei Aruch Lener are Tmuhim B'tzrichem Bir. So how Be'emes did Noach know? So the Kli Yakar over there in Parshas Noach, Kapitel Tes, Pasuk of Dalid, Zok Dazoi. Loi Nichtav V'Parsha, Mi Higid L'Noach, Masha Asalai B'Noi. V'chi Ro Noach Zeh B'Nevuah, the Kli Yakar is not willing to accept that it was Aydei Nevuah. Elamai Zok the Kli Yakar, Alpi Gemara later, Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, that says, Shloisha Shimshu B'Teva, which means even though there was an Isser to be Meshamish Mita in the Teva, there were three that were over this Isser. Ayrev, Kelev, V'Chom. Therefore, Zok the Kli Yakar, when Noach got up from his sleep, he was being misbeinen, Mi Asa Loi Sadavar Hazeh. Vaday echon mi banav hachoshet al ha'arayis asa loize sheravai. The Kli Yakar is specifically going with the Mahalach and Arasugi that it was a Maaser Raviyah. Noach was thinking to himself, who was the one who did this Maaser Raviyah? Probably it's somebody who's already choshen al ha'arayis from a different Maaser previously. He was the one who did this Maaser Arayis of Raviyah. Umitaychas bainanis nizkar b'maaser shahaya. He remembered that Chum was meshamish b'teva. So probably he was Isa Gamze Ulafikach Kiloloi. So Lefize, although the Pasuk says Vayeda Esa Shar Asalai Bnei Katan, it wasn't a Yedia Brura. It was only a Svara that Mistama was in because he was Chashad earlier. Therefore it wasn't enough for Noach to rely on that to actually kill him, and he didn't give him a Chiyav Misa, he just gave him a Klala. Ad Kan Lechaira, a beautiful teretz on the Aruch Lener's question, how come Noach didn't kill him? And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah says that a Ben Tzayir Umayra who eats an Achilas Mitzvah or an Achilas Aveira does not become a Ben Tzayir Umayra. Now the Mishnah is not masbir what the makar to those dinim is. But the Gemara on the Ayin Amud Beis on the bottom, after bringing the halacha of Dvar Mitzvah and Dvar Aveira Derabanan, says, V'tayim Amai, Amar Kra, Einenu Shemea B'Kaylenu, B'Kaylenu V'lei B'Kayle Shalmakim. Now Rashi is masbir but the B'Masch V'tayim Amai, that the Gemara is bringing a Makar to Dvar Aveira. Because a Dvar Aveira is not included in B'Kaylenu, because he's also not being Shemea to the Kol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is not a Tam for Dvar Mitzvah. That's not the Pashas of the Lashon of the Gemara, but that's how Rashi learns, because L'Chaira, the essence of the Drasha, is only Memaya Dvar Aveira and not Dvar Mitzvah. V'Oid, then regards to Dvar Mitzvah, the Gemara earlier says, in the middle of the Amid, Kivan de B'Mitzvah Ka'asik Lo'y Mimshech, which is mashma that a Dvar Mitzvah is a Svara Pshuta, that if a Ben Tzayir Umayra is going to eat an Achilas Shal Mitzvah, that's not going to bring him to be Mamshech, to be Zayil V'Soyve. However, the Lashon HaRamam is mashma that this Pasuk teaches us both. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, says, Shenemar Einenu Shemei B'Kaylenu, Yotze Zeh She'Avar Ba'al Divrei Taira, Oy She'Achla B'Dvar Mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't exactly explain how that's Nismayit from the Lashon of Einenu Shemei B'Kaylenu. But L'Chaira, the Pashtus is that if there's going to be a Taina on this boy for not listening to his parents, that's only a Taina and something that's not a Dvar Mitzvah. But if he was listening to Kayla Kadosh Baruch Hu, then there's no Tviya on him of Einenu Shemei B'Kaylenu. That's L'Chaira how the Rambam is going to learn the Drasha in regards to Dvar Mitzvah. But the Makar of the Rambam, L'Chaira, is Pashtus of the Gemara, that the Gemara says V'Taim Amai, which is not like Rashi says that it's only in regards to Dvar Vera. It's Mashma that it's on both. And L'Chaira, the Rambam didn't have the girsa in the middle of the Amid that says that it's a Svara of Kivan de B'mitzvah Ka'asik Loi Memshach. Ad Kan Nekuda Ktzara, which seems to be a Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, what the Makar of Achilas Mitzvah that you don't become a Ben Tzayir Umayra. Now let's go on to the next Inyan, the Inyan of Achilas Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. The Gemara is Masbir, Kivan de Ki Orchehu Ka'achil Loi Memshach. Now the Pashtus of the Gemara, because the Gemara has to look for a new reason in regards to Maaser Sheni, is Mashma that this is not included in Achilas Mitzvah. V'chein Mashma B'Loshon Rashi, B'Divir HaMaschol D'Chi Orchei, that he says, K'derech Mitzvasai shenemar b'bokar v'tzayin uv'yayin v'sheicher b'maiser sheni. The lashon kederach mitzvasei is not mashma that it's actually a maisa mitzvah, but it's just kederach mitzvasei. Now there are two nakudas which we have to be ma'ayin in regards to Rashi. First of all, the assumption that achilas maiser sheni is not a mitzvah mamish. That's the first nakuda that we have to be ma'ayin into. And the second nakuda is that if it's not a maisa mitzvah, what is this new inyan of derech mitzvasei that makes that he's not a benzer umayra? So the Lecha Mishnah and Hilchas Mamrim Perek Zayin Alocha Beis, he discusses both nakudas in Rashi. And we're going to start with the first nakuda, the nidain, whether or not achilas maisa sheni is a mitzvah or not. The Lecha Mishnah assumes that it is a mitzvah, and his answer to the Mefarish Rashi is, because he's medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchas Maaser Sheni, that the mitzvah is only to the Bailam. Therefore, the Bensair Umayra, who's not the Bailam of the Maaser Sheni, there is no mitzvah. Now, Be'emes, we have to understand the Lecha Mishnah. Why does he assume that the Bensair Umayra is not the Bailam? And I'll be pashtus, it's because he steals money from his father, Mois Maaser Sheni, and he goes ahead and he buys Basav Yayin, so he never becomes the Bailam on the bus of a yayin, which now has the Kedushas Maaser Sheni. But that's Sarach Bir, because if it's true that because he stole the money, so he's never kind of the money, and subsequently never kind of the bus of a yayin, so how is the Kedushas Maaser Sheni, which is on the Mayas, go over to the bus of a yayin in the first place? A person who's not the Bailam doesn't have the Kayach to be Paide and to be Mavir the Kedusha from the Mayas, that's Kadosh B'Kedushas Maaser Sheni, of the Bailam to the bus of a yayin. So Bechreich, we have to say that somehow the Bensair Umayra is kaina. V'ayin Shiur Reb Shmuel, that he's Masber, that we have to say that there's Yiyush over here, and Memele is kaina B'Yiyush V'Shin Rishus. Once the father is Messiahish, the Bensair Umayra passes on the money to the Meicher. With that, the Meicher's kaina midin Yiyush V'Shin Rishus, and because of that, he can transfer the Kedusha that's on the Mayas onto the Basar V'Yayin. Im Kain, it turns out, that the Basar V'Yayin, which is Kaddish Nabu Kedushas Maaser Sheni, does belong to the Bensair Umayra, and Memele he should be back with the mitzvah of Achilas Maaser Sheni to the Bailam. So Divrei Alecha Mishneh are Tzricham Iyun. But the Emes says, the Etzem Hanokha, that there's a mitzvah to eat Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, is something that's not so pashut. Because Mitzad Echad, there's a pasuk in Parashas Re'ei, which says, V'achalta Lefnei Hashem Aleikecha, B'mokar Me'asher Yivchar, L'shaken Shemayshom, Masar D'goncha T'iroishav Yitzarecha, which sounds like that there is a mitzvah saseh. And there's a lashon of the Gemara in Masechta Krisus of Dalet Amud Beis, which says, be'aseh, that there is a mitzvah saseh. However, if you look over there in Rashi, Rashi says it doesn't actually mean an aseh, it means a lav abba mechlal aseh. From the pasuk of Achalta b'Yerushalayim, we deduct that there's an iser, a lav abba mechlal aseh, to eat it out of Yerushalayim. The Ramban, in the end of Sefer Mitzvahs LaRambam, when he counts out the esen, which the Rambam forgot to count, the first essay that he counts is the mitzvah saseh of eating Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. So it's clear that the Ramban holds that it is a mitzvah saseh, but he understands from the fact that the Rambam doesn't include it in the mitzvah saseh that the Rambam disagrees and holds it's not a mitzvah saseh. So Pashas, it's a mefurish machlekes rishainim, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether or not it is a mitzvah saseh or not. V'ayin b'minchas chinuch, in the beginning of mitzvah taf mem beis, that has a nidin about it. And he quotes our Rashi in Sanhedrin of Ayin amud beis, which says that it's kederach mitzvah say, that's a makar that shows that it's not an actual mitzvah say. That would stim Rashi l'shitasai increases the dalam and beis that also learns it's not mamish a mitzvah say. It's just a lav abam achal say that it shouldn't be eaten out of Yerushalayim. Akalpanim, we have a pshat in the first ta'ara and Rashi why it's not a mitzvah say mamish. The shitas Ramban of Emes holds it is a mitzvah say. L'chayr we're going to have to say that he holds that the pshat in our Mishnah is that Achilas Maaser Sheni is another mashal of Achilas Mitzvah, which Be'emes is not the pashas of the Gemara that says that it's Ki Orchehu. Now, in regards to the second Nakuda, what does Rashi mean when he says Kederach Mitzvasai? Zakta Lacha Mishneh, Vizel L'Shainai, Kiloimar, Dekein Hu Derach Mitzvasai, Likach Me'oison Hamois, Basar V'yayin. V'chivan De Darkai Kein, Loi Mamshech. So the Lecha Mishneh is being masber that Be'emes, the Achila itself isn't a mitzvah, but it's the derech to use the Mois Maaser Sheni to buy Basar V'Yayin. If that's the derech, what to do with the Mois Maaser Sheni, that's something that's not going to be Mamshech. And the Chayra, the practical understanding of that, is because what makes it be Mamshech is the thrill of Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. The fact that the Bensair Umayra sees that he's doing something wrong makes him want to continue to do it. But if this is the derech, what you're supposed to do with this Mois, that's not going to give the Ben Sari Mari the Cheshik to be Mamshech in this Maisa. Now, from this Nachamishni, you see a Mari Tikachidish, that even though the Inin of Derech is not in the Achila, but rather it's in the Kniya, it's in using Mois Maisa Sheni to buy Basar V'yayin, that itself is also going to make that he can't become a Ben Sari Mari. And we mentioned this previously in the Shir, in regards to the Meiri, his pshat in the line of the Mishnah, which is in brackets, of Ochal Tevel Umaisa Rishon Shalei Nitra Trumasai, that the Meiri is Masbir, Shalokach Dvarim Elu V'kana Behem Basar V'yayin, which L'chayr it's an Aveira in the Maisa Lekicha. And the beer is L'chayr, like we were Masbir, that the Maisa of Ben Sari Umaira is one long process of stealing money, and going with that and buying Basar V'yayin and eating it. If any chelik of that process is missing, either because it's darke b'kach like lech mishnah, or because it's a ma'isa ver like the Meiri, it's missing an integral part of the process of a ben sarer umayra, and he's einay nase ben sarer umayra. Ad kan the pshat and shitas Rashi. Now the lech mishnah over there is mamshich, and he says that the Rambam is mashma that achilas ma'isa sheni is also not a ben sarer umayra because it's a ma'isa mitzvah, because the Rambam says keitzad on the dvar mitzvah. And he includes in how he's mazbet var mitzvah, ochlu maisa sheni birushalayim. Frek de lecha mishne, l'shita say that he understands that a ben sarer umayra is not the bailam, and therefore there's no mitzvah achilas maisa sheni. What's pshat in the Rambam that he considers it a maisa mitzvah? And we'll ask a similar question, that the Rambam l'shita say that it's mashma, that in sefer mitzvahs, he does not count a mitzvah achilas maisa sheni, that it's not a mitzvah. And that's how the Ramban understands the Rambam, which is why he's Maisif in the essence that the Rambam was Sheikheach, that there's a mitzvah of Achilas Maisa Sheni B'Yerushalayim. So if the Rambam holds there's no such mitzvah B'Chlal, why does the Rambam over here include Achilas Maisa Sheni B'Yerushalayim as an example of Achilas Mitzvah for which he does not become a Ben Sarer Umayra? So the Lecha Mishnah answers that the Rambam B'Emes means the Tam HaMavur B'Gemara because it's Ki Orchehu. Just he includes it together with mitzvah, the Dummy LeMitzvah. Ad kan divrei halacha mishnah. V'tzorach bir, what this means. So ulai, the pshat in the Rambam is, because even though it's true that achilas ma'isa sheni b'Yerushalayim is not a ma'isa mitzvah, but al kalpanem al pitayre, this is what is supposed to be done with ma'isa sheni. There is a din in the chefts of the ma'isa sheni that it's meant to be eaten b'Yerushalayim, and doing so is a kiyum in the tachlis that the Torah had in mind for a ma'isa sheni. And that could be the kavanah of the Gemara, kivan deki orchehu, it's the derech that the Torah expects what should be done with the Maaser Sheni, and that's not going to be an achilu which is mamshich, and he won't be able to become a Ben Sarer Umayra with that. And therefore, even though it's not a Maaser Mitzvah, the Rambam could include it in other achilais mitzvah, because al pi Torah, this is what is supposed to be done with this Basar V'yayin. Va'ada asinan lahachi, to be mefarish like this in the Rambam, yesh leimer, that's really the kavanah of Rashi as well. When Rashi says the Chiurche Kiderech Mitzvasai Shenemar B'Bakar B'Tzoyinu V'Yayin V'Sheicher, he doesn't have to mean it like the Lecha Mishnah says that the Maisa Kniya is Kedarkai. He could even mean the Achila, because although he may not have an actual mitzvah to eat it, like we said, Rashi goes to Shitasai, also Masechta Krisa Davdalam Nebeis, but Akalpanim, this is the Derech what's supposed to be done with the Maisa Sheni. It's supposed to be eaten B'Yayin U'B'Basar, and therefore he won't become a Ben Sarer Umayra with that. Ad kan de shtikol, and now let's go on to the next nekuda. Now, Rashi b'divrei HaMaskel, Ochel Maisa Sheni is Masber, that the case is where the Ben Sarer Umayra stole money from his father, which was Maisa Sheni, and with that he bought Basar V'Yayin. Frek de Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Mem Ches, Ois Tes, that the Chayri we know that the Machleikas for Meir of Yehuda, if Maisa Sheni is Mamin Hedyet, or Mamin Gevaya. Ayin b'gemara mesechta kedushin daf nandalan amid beis, and many other places in Shas. Frektiv min chaschinuch, lefi Rab Meir, who says, Maisa Sheni's mom and gavaya, how is it possible to say that the Ben Sarer Umayra stole that money from his father? It doesn't belong to the father. It's the mom and gavaya. So the min chaschinuch wants to be miyashiv al pi divri atzlach, a mesechta psachim daf zayin amid aleph, which is mistapik if Maisa Sheni mom and gavaya is only on the peiris, or even on the mois, which the Paris were nifta onto as well. Zakhtim Chaschinach Lechayr from here would be a raya that the Mois Maisa Sheni are not Mamun Gavaya and they are Mamun Hedyet. Therefore, the Ben Sarer Umayra Be'emes stole money that belongs to his father. And even though Rashi, who says this case that he stole the money and not that he stole the Paris, is mechiyachet from the memory of Rav Chanan Bar Molda that says that it has to be that he bought Basar Bezoel and Yayin Bezoel. Now, l'chayre, Rashi should have been mechiyachet also from this nakuda, because otherwise, Maisa Sheni is Mamun Gavaya. Rashi only brought that raya, because that raya is true even among the Amra Maisa Sheni Mamun Hedyat. But Be'emes, l'fira Meir, that Maisa Sheni is Mamun Gavaya, that itself is a raya, that Be'achreach, what he stole from his father is not the actual Peiris, but just the Mois. Ad kan the teretz of the Menchas Chinuch. We find two more tirutzim in the Achrayim. The Kehilas Yaakov, the Stipler, Masechta Baba Kama, Simon Lamed Zayin, Ois Tes. He brings a raya from Taisus over there, Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Samachesam at Beis, that even if we hold Maisa Sheni as Mamun Gavaya, but the Bailam has a schus in the Maisa Sheni to eat it. Now that schus doesn't translate to actually having a din mumming to the Bailam, because it's Mamun Gavaya. But Akalpanim, the Bailam has dinim and schuyais to eat the Maisa Sheni. Zok the Stipler, that's enough to be a kim of the din of Ganav Mishal Aviv, even though the father doesn't actually have a din mamain, but because he has a schus to eat it, it's considered Ganav Mishal Aviv in regards to Ben Sayer Umayra. This is L'chayra Umayra de Kechidish, because al pi pashtus we would say that Ganav Mishal Aviv would require that the father actually has a din mamain in the Kesef. But Yesh L'Avi Smach L'zeh from a sugya later in the Fayin Aleph Amid Aleph. The Mishnah brings down that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad sheyignav mishal aviv umishal imay. The money has to belong to his father and to his mother. The Gemara asks, Mashakansa isha kana baila, so the mother doesn't have any money. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Misu'uda hamuchenes la'aviv ila imay. So because the money is set aside to be a suda la'aviv ila imay, that's considered ganav mishal imay. So already right here, al pi pashtus, you see that it doesn't actually have to be money which belongs to imay. As long as it's meyued l'achilas imay, that's considered ganav mishal imay. But Rashi over there, b'divir maschel midmei suda amuchenes, he says, v'zel l'shaynei, de'ihi nami shaykh b'hamidina, de'bayil l'chayiv b'mzayneseh. The mother is shaykh to this money because her husband is chayiv b'mzaynes. So the Emma says l'chayre that Rashi is coming to be masber why it's considered gneva. And Rashi is telling us that the fact that it's set aside to be for the mother, that itself wouldn't be considered ganav mishal imay. It's only because the mother actually has a schus and the baal is chayiv b'mzayneseh that it's considered ganav mishal imay. Now, l'chayra, yesh lachkar, the schus mizaynes that a woman has from her husband, is that a schus mamain, that the baal is chayiv mamain kashir the mizaynes? Or it's just a schus mizaynes that the wife has a right to eat from the Bailam, but not that he actually owes her money kafi that year. This is a big arichas in the Achrayim. I in the Kovet Shiurim in Masechta Ksubis, Ais Reish Chaf, and the Avi Ezri in Perek Yud Ches and Hilchas Ishas Halacha Yudalid, and Reb Ruvain in Masechta Ksubis, Simon Yudalid, Sivkot and Beis and Gimel, they're mechiach mekamarayas that it's not his chus mamein, it's just his chus mezainis greda. And even though Be'emes, a person can't be mechayiv himself such a chiyuv because it has a din of kinyan dvarim. I in the sugya in Masechta Baba Basra, a chiyuv always has to be a chayves mamen. But over here, the husband is not being mechayiv himself with a kinyan, but rather it's a tnai bezdin which places the chiyuv on the husband. So it's a chiyuv mezainis greda and not a chayves mamen. Lefi that, whichever mezainis the wife is going to get from the husband is not actually her mamen. She just has a right to eat. Im Kain, this is mamish identical to the schus of the Bailim in Maaser Sheni, Leman the Amr Maaser Sheni Mamun Gavaya. Be'emes, the Bailim doesn't have a din mamin. It's not his mamin when he eats it, but he has a right to eat. That's identical to the schus that a woman has in Mezainis from her husband. And if in regards to Ganav Mishal Imay, it's enough to make a Ben Sayer Umayra, so too in regards to Maaser Sheni, that would be'etzem essentially be enough to be a Ben Sayer Umayra. If not for the din of the Mishnah, of Ochel Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, which is not a Ben Sayer Umayra because it's Ki Orche. Ad kan the pshat from the Kehilas Yaakov. And the third pshat can be found in Shiur Reb Shmuel Ois Pei, Al Pi Yisoid from Reb Chaim Brisker, brought down in Chidushei Agriz Al Hashas, and Masechta Zvachim Dav Vav. This is a big Yisoid, how to understand the concept of Maaser Sheni Mamun Gavaya. Reb Chaim says it, and other Achrayim say it as well. I in Kovet Shiurim Chelik Beis, Kuntras de Reisayfrim, Simon Aleph, Ois Tes, and other Achrayim also. They say the idea of Maaser Sheni Mamun Gavaya does not mean that the Bailam doesn't actually own the Maisa Sheni. As far as Bailus is concerned, the Bailam owns it like he owns any other Mamon. Maisa Sheni Mamon Gavaya means that the Tairis Mamon that the Chayfetz has is a Mamon which is the Tairich Gavaya. This is a deep concept which brings out the Iker Inyan of what a Cheftza Shel Mamon is. We find, for example, that Isuri Hanah doesn't have a Shem Mamon. Now, that does not mean, because you won't find somebody who's going to pay a Shavah Pruta for Isuri Hanah, because most of the world won't be Mesiachis Bechlau to the fact that it's Asar Banah. Rather, it means that in the eyes of the Torah, this is a Chayfetz which has no use to it. It's a Chayfetz which Be'etzim should have no value, and therefore the Torah doesn't consider this as a Cheftza Shel Mamon Bechlau. The fact that people would pay for it just means that they're willing to spend money on a chayfetz which be'etzem al pitayra is not a chefza shel mamein. Something with no use doesn't have a tayra's mamein. That's the idea by Yisrei Hanah. Similarly, in regards to mamein gavaya, the pshat is that in the eyes of the tayra, the sole use for this chayfetz is letzayrach gavaya that it should be eaten in Yerushalayim. There is no tzayrach hedyet in this chayfetz. Therefore, its entire tayra's mamein is a din of mamein gavaya. That has nothing to do with Bailus. The actual Bailus is owned by the Bailam. He owns a Cheftza Shel Mamon, which is Mamon Gavaya. The riot to that, Zok Reb Chaim, because the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Sheni Perek Gimel says that a person could be Makdish as Maaser Sheni. If it wasn't his, he would not have a Kayach to be Makdishit, like the Gemara says, in Masechta Babakama Bakama Makaimis, you can't be Makdish at Dover Sheni Shaloi. Another riot, Zok Reb Chanan, because it's from the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daflamet Hei, that says that according to one Mando Amar, you could use an esrig of Maaser Sheni. Now, if you didn't own Maaser Sheni, the Mando Amar Mamon Gavaya, you would not be able to use the esrig because it would be missing in the Lachem. Elamai Bal Karchach Be'etzem, he's the Bailam. Just its whole Teres Mamon is a Mamon which is a Tzairach Gavaya. His whole use for the Schaifetz is for its Tzairach Gavaya that it should be eaten in Yerushalayim. The fee this, it's Muvan Hetev, why if a Ben Tzairu Meira takes from his father Mice of Maaser Sheni, and he buys with it Basar V'Yayin, that's considered Ganav Me'aviv, because the actual Bailus is owned by his father. So Hayyotze, the Menchas Chinuch asks the question, L'ma'an Do'amar Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavaya, how is it a Kiyam of being Ganav from his father? And we have three Terutzim. The Menchas Chinuch himself wants to answer Al Pi the Tzlach, that the Mice that the Maaser Sheni is converted to is Mamon Hedyet. The second Terutz is from the Kilas Yaakov, that even if it's Mamon Gavaya, the Bailam HaKalpanim has a S'chus Achila, and that's enough for Gneva by Ben Tzair Meira, like we're Mechiach from Ganav Mishal Imai. And the third Teretz is Alpi the Yisoid of Reb Chaim V'Shar Rashi Yeshiva, that Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavaya B'chlal does not mean that he's not the Bailam. It just means that it's Teretz Mamon is Mamon Gavaya. And therefore, Kepshute Mamish is considered Ganav Mishal Aviv, even by Maaser Sheni. Ad Kan D'Shtikol, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara brings down Amar Rava, Achal Basar Oif, Einay Nase Ben Tzairer Umayra. And Rashi is Masbir, because Basar Oif isn't Mamshech as much as Basar Behema is Mamshech. Now, the Gemara asks the question that the Lashon of the Mishnah, which says, Achal Nevelis Atrefetz, Shkatzim V'Ramasim, Einay Nase Ben Tzairer Umayra, is Mashma only because it's an Achilas Isser. But Shkatzim, Rashi is Masbir, is usually a reference to Oifis. Mashma, the fact that it's not Basar Behema, mitzad that, it's not a reason that it shouldn't be a Ben Tzair Umayra. And the Gemara answers, Ki tana nami masnisin lahashlim, which means, Rashi is Masbir, that this Ben Tzair Umayra ate a tartimar minus a kezayis of Basar Behema kosher, and the last kezayis was Basar Oif Tame, Shkatzim Urumasim. The fact that it's only Oif and not Basar, that wouldn't be a problem, being that it's only a miut and it's only being mashlim this year. The only reason why it's a problem is, like the Mishnah says, because it's achilas iser. Hayyotze, that the Gemara differentiates between basar oif, which on account of that you don't become a ben tzair umayra, and achilas iser, which on account of that you don't become a ben tzair umayra. In regards to achilas oif, if it's only a miut, he still will be a ben tzair umayra. But in regards to achilas iser, he will not be a ben tzair umayra, even if it's just a kazayas. What's the pshat in the nafkamina? So the chayr of the pshat is pashit. Because in regards to basar oif, the chasaron is because it's not mamshech. That's a svaradika chasaron. Therefore, the Gemara holds, if it's just a miut which is basar oif, but rive of it was basar behema, that would be mamshech. But in regards to achilas iser, the Gemara behemshech brings down a pasuk that it says einenu shemea b'kaylenu b'kaylenu v'lei b'kayle shel makayim, that if he's also being over kayle shel makayim, that's not an achila which is machayev ben sayer meira. Now that's a gzeres akosiv. So I'm kain if there's a shear that he has to be oichel tartimar basar, which is a halacha l'maishem esinai ukumavur b'rambam. If any chelik of that shear is missing because there's a kezayis which isn't a kiyam of the pasuk of einenu shemea b'kaylenu, that will be missing in the shear of ben sayer meira, and he's going to be potter. That's the chayre, the chiluk hapashet between the two. Now the chayre yesh lachkar, what happens if a ben sayer umayre eats a tartimar of basar minus a kezayis, and that last kezayis was achilas mitzvah? Will that be able to be mashlim for achilas ben sayer umayre or not? So the chayre, this should be mitli tali in a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, which we mentioned earlier in the shir. We mentioned that in regards to achilas mitzvah, Rashi is mafurish that there is no makar from the pasuk that achilas mitzvah is not included in ben sayer umayre. When the Gemara brings the pasuk v'taim amai, it's only talking about achilas avera. Achilas mitzvah is just a svara, like the Gemara says earlier, that it's einay mamshach. Whereas the Rambam is mafurish in Hilchos Mamon Parak Zayin Halacha Beis that even achilas mitzvah is also learned out from the pasuk. And the chayr of the pshat in the Rambam is because if we have a taina on a ben sayer umayre for not being shemeya b'kal avu v'kal imai, that doesn't apply in something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says yes to do. So the chayr, this shayla should be mitli tal in these two shitas. If you say like shitas Rashi, that achilas mitzvah is not a gzeres akasav, it's just that it's not mamshach, so the chayr, it's doimah to achilas oif. Just like in regards to achilas oif, which is be'etzem not mamshach, but if roiv is basar and only a miyat is oif, we say that altogether that would be mamshach. So too in regards to achilas mitzvah, even if there's a svar that achilas mitzvah is not mamshech, you don't have mayim gnuvim yimtaku, he's doing what's expected of him, but if roiv of it is not an achilas mitzvah, only a miyot is achilas mitzvah, l'chayr we can say that it will be mamshech. Mashenkel fi the Rambam that it's a gzeres akasuv, so in that respect it's doimut achilas avera, so just like the Gemara says that if even only one kezayis is achilas avera, it's still going to be missing in the shear of ben sayer umayra, so too, even if only one kezayis is achilas mitzvah, he will not be a mensayra umayra. Ad kan this nakuda, and now let's go on to the next nakuda. The Gemara brings down that when the Mishnah is maisef, ochal davar shehu mitzvah, the Mishnah means to add even tanchume avelim. What's the chiddush in that? So Rashi with the maskele yisuya tanchume avelim, the afagav the takanta rabbanon ba'almahu, even though it's just a takana de rabbanon, still it's going to make that he won't be a mensayra umayra with that achila. The Ime Reisha, if not for this extra line in the Mishnah, we would have thought, Hava Amina Chaburis Mitzvah, Hainu Kaihanim Shaiflin Kachim, Aib Sachim. Now, this that Rashi uses as a mashal for Achilas Mitzvah der Raisa, Psachim, there's a Mardik Akasha from the Rugachavar in Safras Paneach, Hilchas Trumas. And the Divri Echeskel in the Ashmatis for Simon Tasvav, he brings down two Tirutzim on the Rugachavar's Kasha. And they're very sadistic, and they pull together Kam and Yonim that we spoke about in this shir. Frek the Rugachavar, Achilas Pesach has to be Tzli. And there's an Isser in the Torah, Al Toichlu Mimenu No. What's the definition of No? So Rashi Masechta Pesachim Daf Mamalaf Amar Alef says, B'divri Amaschil No, Tzli Ve'enai Tzli. On the other hand, the Gemara earlier on Amar Alef says a member of Reb Chanan Bar Malda, according to the beer of Ravina, that he's only a ben sayer umayra, only if he eats it bashel v'lay bashel, because he's like a ganev, and if he's going to eat it tzli mamish, or bashel mamish, he's not going to be mamshich, like Rashi is masber over there. So im kain, a ben sayer umayra be'emes can never be a case of achilas pesach, because if it's bashel v'lay bashel, he's not mekayim achilas pesach, and if it's tzli mamish, that's not the case of ben sayer umayra, that's mamshich. So Rashi's mashal of Achilas Pesach is Tzarechian. Azoy frekt the Tzofnas Paneach. And for the Divri Yecheskel, two Maridika Terutzim. The first Teretz is that Be'emes we spoke about, that Bashal V'lay Bashal in Arasugya isn't the classic definition of Bashal V'lay Bashal that we found in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Chesam at Beis, which would be Einer Roy L'Achila, because then he wouldn't be over that Vera Deraisa if he eats Shkatzim Ramasim. That's what we spoke about earlier, B'Shem, the Divrei Yecheskel. Memela al-Korch, we have to say that the terminology in our sugya of Bashal le-Bashal really means that it was already K'maychel ben Drusai. Now what about in regards to the Halach of Tzli and the Isra of Na in regards to Karban Pesach? So the Menchas Chinuch of Mitzvah Zayin says that the Isra of Na, which Rashi is Mefarish, Tzli. That's like the darga of Bashov Lay Bashov Masech the Shabbos, which it's not yet Roy Lachila. But once it reaches a darga of Tzli, which is Roy Kamaichel Ben Drusai, that's going to be a kiyum of Tzli, and that's not going to be included in No. Im Kain, we have a teretz to the Rogachavar's Kasha. Because even if he does it Ba'ifan of Bishov Lay Bishov, which is Kamaichel Ben Drusai, that's enough for Achilas Karban Pesach, and we could have a case where we have Bain, the darga of Bashov Lay Bashov, which Rav Chanan bar Molda requires, and Bain, the darga of Tzli, which Achilas Karban Pesach requires. Ad kan the first teretz of the Divrei Yecheskel. Another teretz zok the Divrei Yecheskel, a ga'einish teretz for a ga'einish akasha, hachav amay askinon, that Ben Sayre Umayre ate a tartimar basar minus a kazayas of Bashov Lay Bashov. The last kazayas was Tzli Gomor of Karban Pesach. Now, zok the Divrei Yecheskel, in regards to the halacha that has to be Bashov Lay Bashov, which is an inyan min asvara, because if it's not like that, it's not going to be mamshech, that's daima to the inyan of Achilas Basar Behema versus Achilas Basar Oif, which the Gemara says that as long as Reiv of it is Basar Behema, even if a miyat is Basar Oif, that is going to be mamshech, and he will become a Ben Sayre Meira. So too, in regards to Bashov Lay Bashov, as long as Reiv of it was Bashov Lay Bashov, even though one kazayas was actually Tzli, that's going to be mamshech, and mitzad that he would become a Ben Sayre Remeira. But as far as Achilas Mitzvah is concerned, being that there was one kazayas Achilas Mitzvah, the Divrei Yecheskel holds that's daimet kazayas of Achilas Aveira, and that's not going to be mitzarif to becoming a Ben Sayre Umeira. And that would be the case where you can have Achilas Pesach, which won't be in contradiction to the halacha of Bashal v'loy Bashal. Now, this Divrei Yecheskel is obviously going with the hanacha that in regards to Achilas Mitzvah, even one kazayas is ma'akev, just like in regards to Achilas Aveira. But we said that that's the Chayre Mitli Tali in the Machlekes, Rashi, and the Rambam. Bishlam Lefi the Rambam, that he says Achilas Mitzvah is the inyan of Gzeiras HaKosov, so that's Doimet Achilas Aveira, and as long as you're missing even one small part, it's not going to be enough to be a Ben Sayre Remeira. But Lefi Shitas Rashi, that he says that even Achilas Mitzvah is the inyan of Lay Mamshech, so just like in regards to Achilas Basar Oif, and in regards to Achila of Tzli Gomor, Lefi the Divrei Yecheskel, that as long as Reiv of it is okay, we're going to say that that will be Mamshech. Who had in regards to Achilas Mitzvah, as long as Reiv of it was Achilas Rishos, even though there was a Kazayis of Achilas Mitzvah, that's going to be Mamshech. So the Chayr, that does not stem with Shitas Rashi, and it only stems with Shitas HaRambam. Now the Divrei Yecheskel himself says, however, that this doesn't stem with a different Rambam. Because the Rambam over there in Hilchas Mamre Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, when he's mitair, what's the story of Achilas Basar Vayayin or Tartimar Basar of the Ben Sayre Umeira? He says, "V'zeh aloshen, v'hu sheyoychal mishkal chamishim dinner mibasar zeh b'melugma achas." He has to eat it, so to speak, in one gulp. And the makar to this Rambam is from a Tesefta in Perek Yud Aleph. V'zeh l'shein at Tesefta, ein nasa Ben Sayre Umeira ad sheyitin l'toich piv. Kishir. Zok the Divrei Yecheskel, the halacha is, k'mavur in the Gemara Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav, if a person eats Achilas Rishus and Achilas Mitzvah together, both of them are in his mouth at one time, the Achilas Rishus is mevatel the Achilas Mitzvah and he's not Yaitzah. So in Cain, if he eats Achilas Reiv of the Startimar, which is Natsli, it's Bashal Lei Bashal, and he's not b'mekayim Mitzvah Achilas Karban Pesach, at the same time as he eats the kazayis of Karban Pesach, which is Tzli Gomor, he's not going to be Makayim the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, because the Achilas Rishus is going to be Mevatel, the Achilas Mitzvah. So Bechreach, this teretz can't be a teretz. So I yaitz that we have two problems with this teretz. First of all, if Fishitas Rashi, if Reiv of it is Achilas Rishus, it's not going to be a problem. Void the Rambam that goes with the Tesefta that says it has to be Bebasa Achas, the Achilas Rishus is going to be Mevatel, the Achilas Mitzvah. So Bechreach, we have to go back to the first teretz of the Divrei Yecheskel, that the gather of Bashov Lei Bashov and Aris Sugya is Be'emes Kamaichel Ben Drusai, which is a kiyum of the din of Tzli in regards to Karban Pesach. Ad kan the shtickle, and now let's go to the next inyan. The Gemara says that a mitzvah or an avera derabanan, also through those, he does not become a Ben Sayre Remeira. And we have to understand, why is the fact that it's a mitzvah or an avera only on a derabanan level affect the fact that he's not going to be a Ben Sayre Remeira even on a deraisa level? L'chayra al pitayra, he's not doing a mitzvah or an avera, and he should have a din of a Ben Sayre Umeira. So in regards to a mitzvah, lechayretz mitli tali in the two pirushim, the Rashi and the Rambam, as to why a mitzvah doesn't become a mitzvah umayra. Lefi Rashi, that it's because a mitzvah is loy mimshech, yesh leimar, that that's a svara and a psychological inyan, that because it's not mayim genuvim, therefore it's not mamshechem to do it further. Im kain, even if it's a mitzvah derabanan, the same idea exists, and it's not going to be mamshech for the ben sayer umayra to continue to be zayil v'sayve if he starts with doing an achila, which is a mitzvah derabanan. However, lefi the Rambam, where it's exeris akasov and it's nismayit from einenu shemea bekaleinu, it's sarach bir, why does that exeris akasov apply even to a mitzvah which is only a mitzvah on a derabanan level? And so too, in regards to avera, lekuliyama, the Gemara says that it's exeris akasov, einenu shemea bekaleinu, bekaleinu v'le bekaleinu shalmakim, that any time this mensayir umayra is also being over an avera, that's not included in the parsha of einenu shemea bekaleinu. V'tzarech in, because an avera derabanan, Alpi Torah does not constitute an enenu shemea b'kayla shel makim, so he should be a ben sayer umayra. So the Yad Ramah over here says b'milim k'tzarim, because he's over on the avera of lay sasur. Now this is b'emes toli in a major naisei, whether every time a person is over on avera d'rabanan, if that's included in the isra d'araisa of lay sasur. And there's a very chashuv amar makim, the sefer Artzus Achayim from the Malbim on Hilchas Tzitzis, Simin Yud Gimel, he has a big arichas to discuss every time a person is over on a vera derabanan, is that considered enei ro'i on a deraisa level? And the nafkamina that it has in regards to what he's talking about is if a person wears tzitzis that are psulim derabanan, but it's kosher mederaisa, is he over haitzar mershus l'shus if he walks out with those tzitzis on Shabbos? Mitzad echad, being that mederaisa it is a kiyum of mitzvah tzitzis, so mederaisa is not being over on a vera vaitzah. Mitzad sheni, because midrabanan, they're not kosher atzitzis, maybe the Torah recognizes that it's a derabanan and it's considered einei roi even on a deraisa level, and he's over an avera of etzah even midaraisa. And he's marach to bring 12 rayas from different Rambams around Yad HaChazaka that show that even something that's just also midrabanan is recognized min haTorah and it's going to be considered einei roi. His first raya is from a Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim Perek Vav, Halach Yud Beis, which discusses in regards to the mitzvah of kibud aveim, what happens if someone's father tells him to be over an avera. So it's nismayit from the pasuk of ish imay v'avti ro, bez shabsoy say tishmayru, that a person should not listen to his parents if it involves being over an avera. And the Rambam says mefurish that hu adin if his parents tell him to be over an avera derabanan. So we see that the Torah recognizes the fact that derabanan this is asur, and it's nismayit from the pasuk of es shabsoy say tishmayru. His second raya of the 12 is from our sugya, which is gepaskent also in the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Zayin Halachat Beis, that even if the achila that the ben sayer umayra did is that if an isra derabanan, that's also going to make that he's not a ben sayer umayra, and it's a smite from the pasuk of enenu shemea b'kaleinu v'loy b'kalei shel makim. So you see from here, says the Artzus Achayim, the same concept that an avera derabanan is recognized and acknowledged midaraisa, that that's also considered that he's being over b'kalei shel makim. The Ayin Sham, that he's Marech, 10 more rayas from the Rambam. And he's Messiahim, that this is L'chayre Mitli Tali in the famous Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban, in regards to the Avera of Leisasur. The Rambam, in 5 places, in Yad HaChazaka, and in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he tells us that if a person is over an Avera Derabanan, he's Be'etzem essentially being over an Issa Deraisa. V'zeh L'shein HaRambam HaYedua, the Yesodistic Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shairish Rishon. Ki chol ma she'omru chachamim la'asoysoy, v'chol ma she'ezhiru mimenu, anything which the chachamim either told us to do or not to do, kvar tziva Moshe Rabbeinu b'Sinai, she'yitzavenu l'kaimoy, v'hu omroi al pi ha'Torah asher yerucha, v'al ha'mishpat asher yoyim l'cha tase. So that's a mitzvah sasei, to be mekayim, anything which the chachamim tell us to do. And the Rambam's mamshich, v'hizhironu me'avor b'dover mikol ma she'tignu egozru, v'omar le'sosr min ha'dover asher yegidu l'cha yomen usmol. And so too, Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah already warns us not to go against what the Chachamim are matakin with the pasuk of le'sosr min ha'dover asher yegidu l'cha yomen usmol. That's the original place where the Rambam writes it. The Rambam afterwards says it again in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kufayin Dalad, and then again in the Minyan HaMitzvahs in the beginning of Yad HaChazakah, and then again in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, he tells a vek that the Isra of Leisosar and the Mitzvah of Al Pi HaTorah Sheirucha tells us min HaTorah that we always have to listen to the Tzivuyim and to the Gzeiros of the Chachamim, and then again in Hilchos Mamrim in the beginning of Perek Dalad, where he says that if a person is Chaylik on a Gzeirah Derabanan, with that he can become a Zakein Mamre. That's the Shita Hayadua of the Rambam. Lefi the Rambam, it's understandable why in our sugi as well, if a Ben Sari Ramayra eats something that's awesome with Rabbanan, so essentially he's really being over the Aver of Lei Sosor, which is why it's going to be nismite from the Pasuk of Einenu Shemeya B'Kailenu V'Lei B'Kaila Shalmakim, and that's the Chayr, the Kavan of the Yad Ramah, that says that he's over on Lei Sosor. However, the Ramban argues on that. The Ramban over there in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shoresh Rishon, he's marich with rayas and tainas against the Rambam. And his main taina is that we find all over Shas that the Chazal were more makel by a din midrabanan than by a din minatayra. Now, if the fila Rambam, every din derabanan is essentially be'etzem a mitzvah and a law minatayra, so really there's no difference b'chlal. And the same way we're machmer by every mitzvah and avera midrayraisa, so too by every mitzvah and avera derabanan, because essentially it really is a mitzvah and an avera derayraisa. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. And that's why the Artzis Chaim over there says that in regards to his nidin about walking out with tzitzis that are psulim midrabanan, so only lefi the Rambam will that be considered ein eray also on a deraisa level, and he's going to be over on the avera, the malacha of etzah midrayraisa. But lefi the Ramban that says that a din derabanan is not included in the Issur Deraisa, that means that the Torah does not recognize Bechlal, the fact that it's Usur, just because the Chachamim said so. So on a Deraisa level, he's not going to be over on the Avera of Hetzah. Which brings us the Chayr back to our sugya, that Bishlam Efi the Rambam, it's understandable that an Avera derabanan is going to be Nesmayit from Einenu Shemeya B'Kailenu Avalei B'Kailu Shomakam. But Efi the Ramban, why would being over an Avera of eating on a Taina Sibor be Nesmayit from the Pasik, being that midaraisa, this is not being over b'kayle shalmakayim, and it should be included in the parasha of Einenu Shemeya B'Kayleinu. V'ayinoid on the Maratz Chayas in our sugya, he also is mazber pshat in our Gemara based on the Rambam, but l'chayr it's a pella, how's Ramban going to be mazber pshat in our Gemara? But achara ion, this question is not shver, because the Ramban himself, over there in Sefer HaMitzvahs and Sherish Aleph, he says something which seems to be a stira to the whole shita of the Ramban. V'zelashen Ramban Sham. Shekivon shenemar l'moshe b'sinai, sheyikablu aleihem Yisrael, mitzvahs bezdin ha-gadol. Once, it does say in the Torah, that Klal Yisrael has to be makabel, the mitzvah of bezdin ha-gadol, and that's that pasuk of Al-Pi HaTorah she'erucha. Ubo heim b'tiknu aseilu. Kvar nemru kulam l'moshe b'sinai. Be'etzem, says Ramban, he also agrees that essentially they have all been said l'moshe b'sinai. Ein hefresh b'neim ba'amir ha-sinai. As far as Amir HaSinai is concerned, there's no difference between a usual mitzvah d'oraisa and something which Bezdan HaGadol was metaken. So what is the difference? Zok the Ramban, Ela shazeh b'prat v'zeh b'chlal. Dinei HaTorah mamish are b'prat, whereas dinam d'rabbanan, which we're mechuyev to listen to, are b'chlal. What does that mean? So it's Yidua, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, in Kaivet Shiurim Chelik Beis, in Kuntres Divrei Seifrim, Simon Aleph, in Ois Lamed Beis, he brings down a pshat from Reb Chaim Brisker. Zogt Reb Chaim, the difference is that at Isser D'Oraisa, the actual thing mitzad atzmai is osur. For example, a Melechas Shabbos, it's osur to do that maisa. An Isser Bia Mid'Oraisa, it's an Isser Bia. Mashenkin regards an Isser D'Rabbanan, this is what the Rambam and the Ramban are arguing about. Lefi the Rambam, a Melechas D'Rabbanan, a Shavus, is also osur mitzad atzmai. Once the Torah gives authority to the Chachamim to make an Isser, so the Chachamim actually created something which is Osir Mitzar Atzmai. This is a Malacha on a Darabana level. And so too, in regards to a Mitzvah, if the Chachamim said, Yimachuyev to be Kairi Megillah, Mikra Megillah is a Mitzvah Mitzar Atzmai, is a Chiyev to be Kairi the Megillah. Mashenk in the Ramban holds, the actual Isser and the Mitzvah don't become Isurim and Mitzvahs Mitzar Atzmam. The Din HaTorah just is, you have to obey what the Chachamim said. So if the Chachamim said, go ahead and lay the Megillah, or the Chachamim said, don't do this Malacha, so by doing that, you are being Mekayim, listening to what the Chachamim said. So the Maisa Mitzvah is not the Maisa Kriyasa Megillah, the Maisa Avera is not the Maisa of carrying on Shabbos, rather the Maisa Mitzvah and the Maisa Avera is the general klal that I'm obeying Divrei Chachamim. That's the nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban. L'fi the Rambam, the Chachamim have a koyach to create it to be an actual mitzvah, an actual avera. Whereas l'fi the Ramban, it's just a general halacha, listen to the Chachamim. Whatever the Chachamim told you to do, listen to them. Daima, says Rabbi Chanan, to the chiyuv of listening to a melech. If the melech tells you to jump, so you have to jump. Not because jumping became a mitzvah, but because that's how you listen to the melech. So too, in regards to Bezin HaGadol. And that explains why we find kulis in regards to Yisurim Darabanan, which we don't find in Yisurim Daraisa. Because Yisurim Daraisa, which heim atzmam are mitzvahs and averis, we have to be machmir. Mashenkin Yisurim Darabanan, which is just the klal, go ahead and listen to the chachamim, but the thing mitzvah atzma isn't a mitzvah or an avera, that's more kuladik. Hayoytze, that essentially, bein ladas haramam, bein ladas haramban, included in the isra of leisosur, is not to be over an avera darabanan. They just have a dakustik machlekes whether or not the avera turns into avera mitzvah atzmai, that's shitas Rambam, or whether or not it's the klolius avera of not listening to divrei chachamim, which is shitas Ramban. Nachzor leinyanenu, when the Torah is memayit einenu shemeya bekeilenu, aval shemeya bekeile shel makim, that can be memayit and isra derabanan even ladas Ramban, because bottom line ladas Ramban, if a person does not makim what the chachamim said, he's not obeying the Chachamim, and by not obeying the Chachamim, he's not obeying Kaila Shel Mokaim, who said to obey the Chachamim. The fact that it's not an Averim, it's an Atzmai, doesn't make enough Kamina, Legabi, this Miut, of a Nenu Shemeya Bekailenu, of a Loi Bekailai Shel Mokaim. Adkan this Inyan, and Adkan the Shir from a Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin.
You have been listening to a Shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other Shirim on any Daf and Shas, including Mara Mekleimis on each Shir, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.